I stand here today, knowing it deep in my heart, they'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. Of you, oh, those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part, oh, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
1057 CFW 80s 90s. Some more there. You've already learned something first thing this morning from TLC. Don't go chasing those waterfalls. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday, the 18th of September. We're getting closer to the weekend. We've still got a ways to go before we get there. We have some big things happening starting next week. In case you haven't heard yet, it is back. Our goal for the green and gold text to win contest is coming back once again. Your chance to text and take a shot at winning cash, winning gold jewelry, winning tickets, club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay in December, right before Christmas. This is going to be so much fun. You need to have the Civic Media app on your smartphone. If you don't have it, your assignment for today is to go to your app store and get it so you can get in on the winning. All right? Good morning.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock me Amadeus. Es war um 17.
1980 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up, my dick is
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Got till it's gone, it'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line. He took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone, it'd be a paradise, and put up a fucking line. Green door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise and put up a parking lot. I wanna give you all you wanna
Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, a student named Aiden Wilkins is making history at Ursinus College in Pennsylvania, where he's studying neuroscience. And the reason being, he's the youngest student ever to be at that college. He's 9 years old, alongside students who, of course, are twice his age or older. His goal is to become a pediatric neurosurgeon and help kids through some scary medical conditions. Aiden has had an unusual childhood. As he explained, I could just read when most kids at my age had like two, could barely even speak. His mother, Veronica, added he was reading signs and corrected people's sentences, writing algebraic equations and more at a very, very young age. He said it didn't take long for Aiden to figure out he was interested in medicine and had the support of his family early on. He is excited. We wish him the best. I got a feeling we're going to hear a lot more about this youngster as his life goes along.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
I'll be the slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world
CFW 80s, 90s, some more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Moving through this Thursday morning. Thanks for letting me get the day started with you. I appreciate that. Remember earlier in the week, maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't, but I had a story earlier in the week where Pokemon cards have gone up since, I think, 2004. They've gone up like 4,000% in value. A rare Pikachu Illustrator Pokemon card just sold for a staggering $4 million on eBay. Yes, a Pokemon card, one card, making it one of the most expensive trading cards ever. Now, before you start to dig through your Pokemon cards at home to see if you got one of these were this one was originally awarded to winners of a 1998 Japanese illustration contest, and there was only a handful of these cards that exist. So this is why it's basically like the holy grail of collectors. So, I mean, you can look, but it wouldn't hurt, again, to check out those Pokemon cards.
Baby, I love your way.
And see
every
what you
day.
Got.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes. And they're moving across the page. Suddenly.
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
Whole life.
That's the Bengals. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. More McKay in the Morning Show, brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors. They are your RV sales and service headquarters. They have the lowest labor rates in the Chippewa Valley. They can also service any make or model of RV or trailer. So keep that in mind. And if you're looking to buy, they have a great selection of new and previously owned campers and RVs right now waiting for you. Chippewa Valley Outdoors. They're right off of 53. Take the Melby Street exit. They're right there. If you stop in there, tell them Mike McKay sent you in, okay? They'll get you all taken care of. Also, if you need your RV winterized, they've got a winterization special going on right now. Contact them and see what it's all about. All right? Stevie Nicks is on 105.7 CFW. Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Tuna wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
When it comes to barbecue, you want the best. Best beef brisket? Carl's Barbecue Express. Best fall-off-the-bone ribs? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best, most tender pulled pork? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best barbecue in the Chippewa Valley? Carl's Barbecue Express. Bring the whole family and dine in at 1410 South Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Have it delivered or have Carl's cater your wedding or next event. And watch social media for Carl's Twisted and Carl's Barbecue food truck locations. Check out the menu and more at carlsbbqexpress.com.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the DNR's website. State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison has entered the growing Democratic field for governor. In her announcement on Wednesday, Hung said she's running to fix a system that's rigged against the working class. She joins State Senator Kelda Royce, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and American Family Field vendor Ryan Sternad in the Democratic primary field. Washington County Executive Josh Showman and New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien are the only two Republicans in the race so far. Menominee area residents are being invited to a pair of Clean Sweep Hazardous Waste events this month. The first event will be hosted by the City of Menominee on September 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Menominee Community Services Shop. The second will be hosted by Dunn County on September 26th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Dunn County Fairgrounds. Residents who attend the events will have the opportunity to dispose of hazardous household waste that can't be put in the normal trash, like batteries, aerosol cans, antifreeze, and light bulbs. Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter in Rice Lake has announced a significant donation to improve their services. According to organization officials, Trinity Lutheran Church recently made a $75,000 donation to the shelter to upgrade the building's kitchen. The renovated kitchen would allow individuals using the shelter's services to practice cooking for themselves and make it easier for volunteers to provide more meals. Shelter officials say they also need around $100,000 to fix their boiler and furnace systems. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight. Lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
CFW. Thank you.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. There goes Prince. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Thursday. Here we are, the 18th of September. It was Monday, was National Double Cheeseburger Day. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. So I guess I know what we're having for dinner tonight. And since it's not double cheeseburgers, but single cheeseburgers, I guess then it's going to be twice as many cheeseburgers for dinner. I mean, it's easy to do the math. So I don't know what your plans are, but I guarantee it. It's going to be cheeseburgers on the grill once again. Looking forward to it. Here's Daddy Money.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter and the pain, even shed the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me. Just the memory of your face. Ooh, take a look.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.